born to make you happy. I think you're just my style. Everywhere I go, tell everyone I know, yeah, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to say hell up in my hat. Wouldn't want to get too far from where you are, cause I love to see you smile. Like a snake without a faucet. Like a watch without a dial. What would I do if it didn't have you? Yet I love to see you smile. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the only place I wanna be is I can see you smiling at me in a world that's full of trouble. You make it all worthwhile. What would I do if it didn't have you? I love to see you smile. I love to see you smile. Yes, money that I love. I love spiritual. Yes, money that I love. They say that money can't buy love in this world. Get your half pound of cocaine, 19-year-old girl, and a big long limousine in a hot September night. Now that may not be love, but it is already one. Of all of the people, there are you. most of my life I've been on my own. Whatever I did it alone. And then she came along. Now I'm not alone. Since she chose me. Every night I thank the lucky stars above me that someone is beautiful and she could really love me. And she really loves me. From time to time I ask myself, why was it I and not someone else? The most beautiful girl that I've ever seen. And she chose me. From time to time I ask myself, why was it I and nobody else? The most beautiful girl in all of the world. And she chose me.
I like your town too, to say the truth. You're in T-neck, right? This is Sonny Moore Williamson was a blues artist of the early part of the 20th century. Some of you remember the 20th century. He had a successful career. He only lived to be about 34. He was shot during the commission of a robbery. He wasn't doing it, but he happened to be walking by. Lucky fellow, all his life. But in his mid-career, someone stole his name and said he was the real Sonny Boy Williamson. And I just found that out recently, and when I did, it surprised me. And I thought, you know, what if I had taken like Paul McCartney's name and it would sound like Blackbird singing in the dead of night, you know. But I could have done. But in any case, this is a song about that phenomenon. In the song they meet, they may never have met in real life, but they do in the song here. It's called The Only Blues Man in Heaven. It's me coming at you from the land beyond. I'm up here in heaven where I belong. I'm gonna tell you my story, the story of a man who's down in hell. Ain't up here anyway, far as I can tell. This man stole my soul, he stole my name. You don't know what it is up here to me. Tried to steal my jelly rolls, well, it's quite a shame. So here's my story from the top. My name is Sonny Williamson. I come from Jackson, Tennessee. Said I've been playing there for 14 nights. Yes, I have. said, it was good, I'd be lying. Then he said, what's my name? The crowd goes, Sonny Boy. He says, what's my name? The crowd goes, Sonny Boy. He says, what's my name? And I said, hold it. My name is Sonny Boy. Where are you, son? The one from Jackson, Tennessee. Don't know who you are, where you come from. One thing I do know, you ain't me, son. Look in his eyes, the moon was red. Was the rain change had done all over his head? Scared me so bad, I ran outside. Looked for a place to hide. Turned around the corner, smacked into a robbery. Some boys were shooting at each other. They hit me. Next thing I know, I come up here in the middle of my 34th year. Now I'm the only blues man in heaven. It makes me kind of sad. I'm the only one who died so young. I just didn't have the time. Do nothing bad. As for Sonny Boy too, the man who stole my name. Went on to glory, fortune, and fame. He's the one who went to England, caught those English boys the blues. He said, what do I have to lose? Well, he killed him. Yeah, he killed him. Now I'm the only blues man in heaven. And I'm lonely as can be. Lord, if you're listening, hear my plea. Send up a blues band to play the blues with me. This is Sonny Boy Williamson. Number one. That's my story. I'm done. The 4 minute it takes, but it's a story worth telling. Got a wife, got a family, earn my living with my hand. We roll in a steel mill, downtown Birmingham. My daddy was a barber. Most unsightly man. He born in Tuscaloosa. He died right here in Birmingham. Birmingham, Birmingham, the greatest city in our world. If you travel across this entire land, there ain't no place like Birmingham. Princess, the night you live with your hair. will never forget. Drunk right now, baby, but I've got to be. But never could tell what you mean to me. I loved you the first time I saw you. Trees sing when the wind blows. Your flower, your ring, your rainbow. Sometimes I'm crazy, but I guess you know. I'm weak and I'm lazy, and I hurt you so. You'd think we'd had a good relationship because they keep hiring me, but for some reason they thought I was stupid. I still think so. It's the first impression I gave, because when I first saw Toy Story, the very first with the, you know, the picture was essentially done when the music guy gets it. But I didn't notice it was animated. Anyway, I was thinking what I was going to do. Maybe, but none of them will ever love. everywhere. And no one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? There's a jungle out there. Poison in the very air you breathe. You know what's in the water that you drink. Well, I do. Crazy. I'm not afraid of them. They're afraid of you and me. that song was successful. It was nice to have a hit, you know, I've been doing it since I was 15 years old. You'd think I'd have had more hits just by accident. Would have fallen on me, you know, by hanging out with Don Henley. But it was like having a hit with the Purple People Eater, you know, or the Woodstock. Novel, and it'll be in my obituary right after he broke his hip in January. I had a request for this. You're coming down the street. Song of mine is in a movie coming out, the Noah Baumbach movie, the Meyerowitz Chronicles of Stories. I can't remember what it's called, but, and I did the music for it too. But it's a song of mine called Old Man. And I don't do it because the times I've done it for an audience, I can't get them back. It's so depressing and cold that it's like a bridge too far, you know? I mean, I like the song, I like it a lot, but it just doesn't work. So here's another one that I wrote for this new album that I think is tough to like me after this one. Even if I knew which way the wind was blowing, even if I knew this road would lead me home, even if I knew for once where I was going, I'd be lost out here without you. Rocking a baby by the window there, planting tomatoes in the yard, standing by the mirror, putting up your hair. Baby, it's hard. Told him not to bring the children, the husbands or the wife. I said, just the blood this time, just the blood. They asked me to be alone with you, so I left them alone. But I didn't go far. And they said, has he been drinking? this anymore. And you said, hush up, children, let me breathe. I've been listening to you all your life. Are they hungry? Are they sick? What is it in you? Now it's your turn to listen to me. I was young when we met and afraid of the world. Now it's he who's afraid that I'm leaving. Make sure he sleeps in his bed at night. Don't let him sleep in that chair. If he holds out his hand, you hold it tight. If that embarrasses you, makes you uncomfortable, I don't care. Even if I knew which way the wind was blowing, even if I knew this road would lead me home, even if I knew for once where I was going, I'd be lost out here. I'd be lost out here. I'm lost out here.
Emotional.
Daddy helped move out on home. She met a boy, he broke her heart. Now she lives alone. And she's very, very careful. Yes, she is. She's a real emotional girl. She lives down deep inside herself. She turns on easy, it's like a hurricane. You would not believe it. Gotta hold on tight to her. She's a real emotional girl. They have such differently than I do, I think. The way they do. I mean, I never took the guy seriously in the song. He's not asking anything. I mean, he just always thought the girl could break him in half. You know, you could hardly hear me. I'm mumbling around down there when I do it. And they did it. When they did it like a six tire. They take off your coat. And I could have done that. I didn't think. But in any case, speaking of that, there are more artists out on the road from the 60s and the 70s than there are from the 2000s, I think. Yeah, it's fine but for me and for us, but I mean, if you're a kid trying to get started, it's kind of difficult. The stage is clogged with thick, gray-haired people. And, you know, anyone who had a hit is still out there. I mean, nobody's applauding at home, so we keep on going. No one taps you on the shoulder and says, you know, to any of us, Paul, you should hang him up. that Wings was your best thing. They say rough stuff, but not that, you know. But in any case, noticing this phenomenon, I wanted to particularize it, and I wrote a song about it. The name of the song is I'm Dead and I Don't Know It. I need your help in the chorus. It goes, I say, I'm dead, but I don't know it. Research it and come back. Everything I read all sound the same. I do one more, and you go shoot up and do the rest of the show. It's a song about U.S. foreign policy. It's called Political Science. No one likes us. I don't know why. May not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one, see what happens. Give them money, are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one. Oh, immigration, more or less. I know what's going on here. Ain't no great mystery. Y'all gonna state yourselves as clear as they can be. You can whine all you want to, drown in your misery. You can listen to me. Listen to me. Laugh and be happy. Don't you ever well grow. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Laugh and be happy. It's a simple thing to do. Believe in your dream and your dream will come true for you. Be red sunshine in the sky so blue. Blackbird singing in a tree. apartment window, there's some air to his room. I think I'm almost tripping, almost smelling some air perfume. That cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared to half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said that ain't no way to have fun. I never drank in the afternoon. drink it too. When I get home, every evening what I do is sit here in this chair, pour myself some whiskey. If she got the girl first, she would have thought the boys were retarded. No, which is honest pandering. I mean, it's very true. It's not one of the truthful things I'll say all night. My daughter, when she was 15 and 16, was vicious. I mean, there's no doubt. Remember the Blue Oyster Cult Masters of the Psychic War? That's what she was. We're in a restaurant. I promised her I'd stop telling this, but then this is the last time I'm telling it. It really is. We're in a restaurant, and I like to sit with my back to people in a restaurant. And she was sitting in that chair, and my wife said, "Alice, would you mind moving? Your father would like to sit there." And she said, "What's he got to sit here for? I'm sitting there, but not that nice." And you know, in the restaurant, I'm flapping like a penguin, you know, wanting to get out of there. And eventually, Alice looks around, she looks at the place, she looks at me, she sizes things up, she says, "You're not that famous." And I said, "Shoot, no, you're right." But get out of the chair. Anyway, I tell you this for the reason that my oldest two boys that are now 65 and 63, right? But in any case, the school they went to was something I understood. You know, the teachers were, you could smell the pot on them, and they said, "We're going to have them pee over here, and we're going to have them eat over here," and everything was, you know, straight, and, you know, build an Indian village, and get lice two times a month. I tried to negotiate them down, but I couldn't do it. But with the last two kids, the orientation for the school they went to was such a fantastic sociological shock to me that I wanted to write about it. But so as not to waste your time or mine with something so trivial, I include in this song the reason for the failure of Marxism. It's called "The World Isn't Fair." Karl Marx was a boy. He took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place, while others were painting the town. Public-spirited boy became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything until he came up with a plan. There'll be no exploitation, the worker or his kin. No discrimination, does the color of your skin. No more private property would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low, or go under the thing that happened to me, I'd say, Carl, I recently stumbled into a new family with two little children in school, where all little children should be. And I went to the orientation. All the young mummies were there. Carl, you've never seen such a glorious sight. It's these beautiful women arrayed for the night. Just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. They'd come there with men much like me. Froggish men, unpleasant to see. Do you kiss one now? Marry a prince, would that be? See, Carl, the world isn't fair. It isn't and never will be. They tried out your plan, brought misery instead. You'd see how they worked and you'd be glad you were dead. Just like one night I'm living in the land of the free. Where the rich just get richer and the poor you don't ever have to see. It would depress us, Carl. Because we care that the world still isn't fair. Western civilization. 2 minutes, 48 seconds. The great nations of Europe had done it all on the shore. They conquered what was behind them, but now they wanted more. So they looked to the mighty ocean. They took to the Western Sea. The great nations of Europe in the 16th century. Hide your wine and dollars, hide your groceries too.
Thank you.
money. And I lost every dime. The sun stopped shining, it rained all the time. It set me back some, but I made it through. But I'll never get over losing you. Do you know how much you mean to me? Should have told you, 'cause it's true. I'd get over losing anything, but I'll never get over losing you. When you're young and there's time, you forget the past. You don't think that you will, but you do. But I know right now I don't have time enough, and I'll never get over losing you. I've been cold, I've been hungry, not for a while. I guess most of my dreams have come true. With it all here around me, no peace do I find. 'Cause I'll never get over losing you. No, I'll never get over losing you. I've always missed in Los Angeles is sort of a sense of community. I knew a lot of people from Cleveland, and they talked about parades they had and that kind of thing. There was one thing we had that I used to go to in the neighborhood. There was like a neighborhood party, and I went for 40, 50 years, not every time, but often. And you'd see things in families. There was this kid once, and my father said, "This kid's going to be president of the United States," but he became a junkie instead. And this is a song about something like that that I have seen. Thank you for the party. We're always glad we came. I'm the only one from the family tonight, but I know they'd say the same. First came here with my father, then I brought my wife, three sons, a daughter, and the last baby boy, little caboose she called it, the light of a life, and that's who I'm waiting for. Where is my wandering boy? My wandering boy, if you see him pushing toward the light, where's my wandering boy?
Where's my wife?
telling everything's all right, push your toward the way. Where's my woman?
Of Evangeline, Louisiana,
time to wash us away. Yeah, time to wash us away. President Coolidge come down a railroad train. A little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, you need to say what the river has done to this poor cracker's land.
I'm gonna tell you what he told me.
Brooklyn for it. He trombones, kettle drum, pitch balls, and tap rings. Sing them for me like they did, won't you, fellas? Wish I spoke French. So anyway, the moral of this story, for me at least, is that there really is an afterlife. I hope you see all of you there.
Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm home.
feels like home. Feels like home. Thank you. chase love with. Human kindness is over. Thank you.